In the Middle East, the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad today signaled it would curtail its violence. The announcement came on a quiet day in Israel, the West Bank, and Gaza Strip, with no reports of fatalities. Yesterday, the militant group Hamas announced the suspension of suicide bombings and mortar attacks within Israel. Israeli and Western leaders say they want to see Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat take a more decisive action against militants. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, after 2 days of heavy clashes between Palestinians and their own security forces, why this sudden calm?
Well, Lisa, it was quiet today, and it was no accident. There was a funeral today for six teenagers who were killed in a funeral procession yesterday when a gunfight broke out. In order to avoid that today, militants and Palestinian officials met beforehand and agreed that there would be no police presence at this funeral and that the six burials would be separated so as not to have one huge procession. These militant groups, as you mentioned, seem to understand the heavy pressure Yasser Arafat is under from Israel and Western governments. The Islamic Jihad faction today sent mixed signals about whether it would suspend attacks as Hamas said it would do yesterday. Some officials said they would, some said they wouldn't, but there is certainly a serious effort to curb the violence.
Palestinian officials are now saying it's up to Israel to make the next move. What's the approach of Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon and his government?
So far, they say they're not very impressed with what's going on with either the reduction in violence or the announcements by Hamas or Islamic Jihad. They're not especially interested in voluntary concessions. They want to see these militant factions dismantled. The Bush administration echoed that thought today. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said, if they're suspending attacks now, that means someday they could resume. He said the Palestinian Authority needs to make sure that they can't launch attacks in the future.
What about U.S. and European governments? Are we seeing any shifts in their attitudes toward the conflict?
Officially, the line there also is that Arafat needs to do more. But EU officials are also more willing to say that Israel needs to take some steps as well. Diplomats are saying that the ingredients for a resumption of the peace process are there. The problem is there's still this deep-seated mutual mistrust that leads both sides to turn to a violent or military reaction faster than they might in other cases.
Yasser Arafat wants to travel out of Ramallah for the Christmas holiday. What are the chances he'll be allowed to do that?
Well, there's a lot of question about that right now. It wasn't clear earlier that he wanted to go this year. He has every year since 1995 when Bethlehem came under the Palestinian Authority control. Today he was meeting with some peace activists from the U.S., actually, and he mentioned that he did want to go and that he would go even if he had to walk. That's not a very practical suggestion since Israel controls the roads in and out of town. Essentially, Yasser Arafat's been confined to the city of Ramallah for several days or more now, and Palestinian lawmakers say he will need Israel's permission to do this. They say security officials from both sides are now trying to meet and work it out.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem. Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Lisa.